Weekdays today on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Nigeria Info, Lagos. Good morning to you. Welcome to the second part of Dailies Today. I'm Sheriff Quadri.
And I'm Jimmy Disu. Good morning.
And we're good to go. You can watch us on Facebook. You can also watch on YouTube as well. Just search for Nigeria Info 99.3 and you'll be able to watch. Let's start with the sports page of Daily Trust newspaper. Brazilian soccer legend Pelé dies at 82.
First and foremost, I'm completely surprised that all the newspapers, not one of them that I checked, well, the ones I checked this morning, didn't put the death of Pelé on their front page news. We do front page news to sell the news in the first instance, and sometimes to honor the person. Okay, a man like Pelé. Pelé is a living legend. What's his full name now? Something Ernesto do Nascimento.
Do Nascimento.
I give thanks to the good Lord that in my lifetime I actually saw living legends. For those of you who are younger, I hope you see your own living legends in your own time. But the world is changing very fast. It was in my time we saw the likes of Muhammad Ali. You know, we saw the likes of the Beatles. You know, they're living legends. Michael Jackson. They are known beyond whatever it is that has made them popular. Pelé, for example, is known all over the world. I don't think anybody who has, even those who don't have interest in football, everybody has heard the name Pelé. You can read up. Our papers have just put together 3, 4, 5 paragraphs, but if you want to read very good stories, go online and look at the foreign papers, the Guardian of London, the Daily Mail. I tell you how those guys operate, so you know the problem we have here. For every living legend and important person in the world, there's a department that updates their bio minute by minute, and I mean it in that true sense. You go through the daily papers, you say development, you put it together. Then these papers then have people who have the written stories ready. Oh, like the death of the Queen. The story was probably written maybe about 10 years and then is updated by paragraph and so on. So as soon as it happens, boom, that's what you have. And these papers here were caught completely flat-footed. Completely. Look at 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 paragraphs. Go up to read the Daily Mail online. If it's in print, it'll be close to about 13 pages. And that's how journalism should be. We're still so far behind. And I think that also affects the critical thinking out there in the public. And newspapers need to brace up. And they need to shape up. And those of us on radio too, all of us, you know, there's a lot of improvement that needs to be done. It would be sad to miss Pelé. If I speak about Pelé, we probably end up speaking throughout the whole 30 minutes of the program. But when I come back from my break, I'm going to do a one-hour session on him. You don't have people like this, or, you know, all inspiring. You talk of Maradona and all these people, Ronaldo. Ikoko lawon yen si Pelé. You know, Pelé is, and don't forget, Pelé was at the prime of his whatever, at a time when there was no social media.
That's
so
right.
How come the whole world knew
that's
him?
That's right.
In the 60s, we got to know Pelé? Yeah, there was not much television, but everybody knew about Pelé. And he himself said, in a bit of a vain whatever, that he doesn't think there's anywhere in the world that people have not heard the word Pelé. And Pelé is not his name. One of the biographies I read overnight, you know, they said that they can't place how he got the name Pelé, because his name is a sentence. I wonder how he would fill a passport form or whatever it is. Ernesto Narantes do Nascimento. Well, he died at 82. He fell victim to cancer. Had about 5 marriages and so many children and stuff like that. Well, that is usually the lot of living legends like this. Oh, of course, we mustn't forget our own living legend, Fela Anikulapo Kuti, who was known also. He's a living fella, is known all over the world. Not so much even for his music, but these are legends. and we must celebrate them.
Right.
May he rest in peace. Kekere, when you were playing football, you said Kekere, did you ever consider yourself like a Pele Kekere, or you know?
No. I consider myself as Kekere, writing my own story. With my own legs.
You didn't want to be a Pele.
No. I didn't see the man. I never watched the man.
You know, okay, because when we were young, for example, I remember we had one goalkeeper called Inuari Gogo. You know, so every time you fired a shot at a goalkeeper during, you know, two goalkeepers, I1, I2, five a side, once he catches it, he just goes go. When you had in those days, but football is no longer. You know, football now is not the football I used to know. The football I used to know was full of dribbling, not all these sharp passes.
Yeah, football of the old. Yeah, you're very right. You're very right.
Skillful
players can dribble.
Yes.
Like dribble effortlessly.
Only two players that come to my mind now that played anywhere near what Pele.
Yeah.
The one is dead and one is alive. The one that is alive is JJ Okocha.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
The dead one is the dreaded Haruna Iliriga. Ah, jeez. Iliriga ain't getting anything. Should don't let me start again about what happened. When I do my 1 hour tribute, I'll be able to tell you a bit about Iliriga.
Yeah, there you go.
What's that?
That's Pele's. Pele's,
yes. Look at the whole world. Documentaries, yes.
Yeah.
He's a living legend.
Mm.
There can never be another Pele.
Mm.
You see, some people are just bestowed with that aura. You know, and it sticks in time. People who are writing all these things about Pele, some of them were not even born when Pele
played. That's right.
So. But I'm upset that you'd come and bust my bubble by saying that when you were playing football, you only thought of yourself as Kekere. You thought you'd be a living legend.
Yes, I thought so. I thought I was going to play football.
Oh, Legendson. You don't ledge anything.
I want to ledge something.
No, you don't ledge anything.
Oh, God rest his soul, really.
Amen. Really.
What we can just see of him right now are just clips, videos here and there.
Yeah. I'm sure if you stick to a lot of the channels on the whatever today, that you see a lot of clips about Pele's prowess.
Mm, that's right.
Don't worry, we'll do a 1 hour thingy, bring in the likes of Mr. Dele Adejiba and Co, who followed sports way back in the day, and bring them. It's a pity somebody like Yinka Craig is dead. It would have been nice to bring in them, but we still have people who can tell you a lot about Pele.
Let's go to the second page of the Punch. UK meeting, aggrieved PDP governors demand Tinubu support in five states.
Agreement, you see where we are now. Now, you know, I must confess that I didn't think of this angle. So what has happened now? The five governors of the G5 of PDP, it is claimed here, are making overtures to Tinubu, or Tinubu is making overtures to them, or they've met themselves halfway. What answer is that? They're talking. Okay, now, so the five governors have now told Ashiwaju that, okay, we'll support you for the presidency, but you must support us in our states for senatorial and governorship candidates. Now, that's a dilemma. As Ashiwaju going to do that? As Ashiwaju going to do that?
Sell out his own party.
He sell out his own party in a place like Oyo State. Or in a place like Rivers. Where is he going to put Tonya Cole, Amichi, all of them? Is he going to throw them under the bus? You know, so there's a dilemma there. This is a deadlock. And these are the exciting parts of politics.
My word. It's exciting. That's the
it's
word.
Exciting.
Like, it's exciting.
Instead of all these throwing bricks at these kind of dilemmas are the ones we want to see how this is going to be solved. Remember that the governors are Nyekong Wise, Nyesom Wike Rivers, Sheyimakinde Oyo. Remember Teslim Folani is running. And it is said that he can probably match Makinde head on. So are you now going to tell Folani to step down so that Makinde will support you? That's part of the dilemma. Okezie Ikpeazu Abia, he is heads in between. Okay, he's heads in between, because is he not going to tell if we want APC to support him, but how is he going to look his countrymen in the eye and tell them not to vote for Obi? That's the reality.
Tough call.
How is he going to go? I'd like to see how that is going to happen. that he'll be able to tell his friend that no. Let's vote for so and so. Don't let's vote for Obi. You know, that's the practical side of things. Also, you have Autumn Benue. Autumn is well, neither is in between, but you also have Ifeanyi Ugwuanyi of Enugu State. And the governors, alongside Donald Duke, he was part of the governors, Junajang Mimiko, and Undam Plateau States, and Chief Bodejot are defiant in their call for the removal of Iyocha Ayo. The Punch reports that a source close to Tinubu told the Punch that a final agreement could not be reached as a result of the complex demands by the governors. So what did the APC camp think was going to happen? The governors would support them for free?
Of course not.
No, it's not going to happen. No. It doesn't work like that.
Of course not.
And then says that, so Atiku will be laughing, you know, he'll be having a ball. I'd love to be at his breakfast table this morning. And he says that the APC chieftain confided in the Punch correspondent that Tinubu may not be willing to concede to demand with less than 2 months to the 2023 elections. Besides, apart from that, part of the dilemma is that, okay, supposing the two parties agree, remember that the presidential comes first. It's about 2 weeks later that the gubernatorial comes. And hey, there's treachery in politics. So.
Yeah.
There's treachery in politics. He said, sorry, we have changed our mind.
Overnight.
Overnight. So they're not even trusting each other. So the APC chieftain confided in our correspondent that Tinubu may not concede. He says, the G5 governors do not hold the four aces. As it stands, they are actually seeking shelter. They are out there in the rain.
Oh.
Yes, Atiku called their bluff. They're out there in the rain. The major hitch we have is that all the members of the G5 demanded for their governorship and senatorial seats in exchange for the big prize. Now, the question is, this is an APC chieftain talking in the paper. Say, how are we going to throw our people in Rivers, Plateau and Benue under the bus?
Exactly.
I am worried about Benue, where we have low-hanging fruits. Of course, it is obvious we are set to win Benue with Reverend Father Hyacinth Alia. That's another issue I'd like to quickly refer to. Don't bother listening to any analysis about who's going to win this election. Do you know why?
Why?
Only God can tell us. I'm not even sure God is interested. Because in reality, you don't know the minds of the voters. In reality, Nigerians are not known to be very expressive about their strong intentions within. And therefore, because of so much poverty, everybody is looking for where bread is buttered. But you do not know how for sure they are going to cast their vote on that day. That's why I don't go into any argument about who is going to win this election. I saw a news item the other day. Some newspaper was doing an analysis. I skipped it. Too close to call, too close to this. You can't. Because this has not been tested. Let's be honest with ourselves. Okay, to put it bluntly, we've never had an Obi phenomenon. We know they drop shishi, but has a large following. So don't bother your head over a bottle of beer. Sit back and enjoy your beer quietly. Don't bother your head going into an argument about who is going to win what. Because we might all be in for a shocker with this election coming. We might be in, there will not be anarchy and chaos, but there could be wailing and gnashing of teeth in this election. A lot of the people you see supporting, hold your breath, they're doing it for money and for what they can get in the short run. At that critical point, you are not sure who is going to do what. And that's why I hear one of the politicians, there's one saying, no, they give chichi, no problem. The other one says, let me hold my money first. Let January come. Let January come. You know, I don't get myself involved in debates that this man is likely to win. Popularity in itself sometimes doesn't win elections. Do you know why? How many of the people making the noise and the social media would actually go and vote? You remember one? There was one former candidate, I just for discretion, who ran for presidential. On the day of the presidential election, we were all voting with our tweets. Okay? Those of us who are newsmen, we were doing our job. Other people were tweeting. You people should go to the polling booth, they didn't go. So we are not sure which way anything is going to swing, I can tell you. We are not sure. After the advent of Abiola's victory even in Tofa State. After where he beat Tofa in his own state. I'm very, very careful about giving any prediction about who's going to win what.
Indeed. Let's go to the Vanguard and take a look at this story that's been around for some time. Slain female lawyer will use Bolanle's case to uproot injustice in Nigeria. There are other angles to the story there.
Yeah, there are other angles to the story. And okay, so they're seeking 5 billion naira damages. That's the NBA. And the NBA have said they want to join the prosecution. IGP meets with Sanwo-Olu and pledges justice. I don't think they met with Sanwo-Olu just because of this murder case, because what would they be discussing? Each have separate roles entirely. You know, and this is a police matter. The governor has to be very careful he doesn't jump into the fray like he did with the NSAS thing. Okay, because somewhere I read in between some of these stories here, that this is what I read, and I said, oh, we have to be careful here. He said, the IG restated that justice will be served in the murder of Mrs. Rahim. The IGP, who stated this while receiving Governor Sanwo-Olu, also clearing the air on the identity of the police officer. What air is there to clear? He was well identified. Where are all these phrases coming from?
No, the IGP said that he heard rumors that the guy has been swapped. So he's saying that this is the man and this.
But the man
custody.
Has been identified. Indeed, yeah. Someone came and said he had a previous murder case.
Yeah.
If it's the same name, that he had a previous murder case involving this kind of thing too.
I think
and that he was buried.
Sometime in the 90s.
In the 90s, yes.
Yeah.
And that he was buried. Look, you know, as if I knew yesterday, I was saying that this ASP might be a man of influence. In the 90s, he was a constable, he's now an ASP. That usually doesn't happen in the police force, let me be honest with you. It takes a long time. Maybe he's a maverick or whatever it is. It usually doesn't happen. And said that during the meeting, the governor said that we have come here this morning to get an update and also to brief him on the security situation in Lagos, especially the death of late Mrs. Rahim. The death of late Mrs. Rahim is a police matter. Straight off. It is a police matter. Bad training of the police is a police issue. So the governor should be a bit careful about jumping into the fray, okay? While condemning Rahim's murder, Sanwo-Olu said he's collaborating with the police leadership in ensuring that the sad event does not repeat itself. We are happy to hear that he's collaborating, but even those of us on the outside will not, there'll be no peace until the killers we don't want politics played with this thing. Okay, we just want the right thing done, and it is beyond the state government because it's a national issue. This is because it is somebody we know. For those of us who review the papers, every time you see in the paper somebody gets shot here, a Danfo driver or this and that gets shot and killed. We just want reforms in the police, pure and simple. We need reforms, a total reform. That's what we want to hear from the IG very, very soon. Concrete plans, not. And if the I don't know if the situation has changed. If the video we saw in channels a few years back is anything to go by about the welfare of the police, even in Police College Ikeja, then the problem service starts from there. What we saw was horrible. Also, I saw a video of some police barracks somewhere in Benin City.
Yeah, that was this year.
I'm a lover of animals. I don't even think I put my parrot there. Not that I have a parrot anyway, but I don't think I put my dog there. Anyway, so we don't want these issues politicized. We don't want empty promises. We want to see concrete plans. We don't want anybody huffing and puffing in all this. We want to see something real, concrete. And it says that it says here that meanwhile the Police Service Commission approved the suspension of ASP Vandy. Again, I won't be in next week, okay. But we need to get somebody to tell us why will you stop drinking that? Stop that.
Go on.
Somebody, somebody needs to tell us. Somebody needs to tell us if these things are not automated. I had a very angry listener who called in, who called me yesterday.
Okay.
He was very upset. I said, "Don't, you know, cool down." This is what I had said earlier in the morning. These things, I don't know. I don't know where now the PSC has approved the suspension of the ESP. By now, shouldn't he have been charged to court? Come to think of it.
Yeah, so I think the process is to first get him off the force before then he can go on.
But in the past, it had always been done just like that, to go through maybe it's for the lower ranks.
Yeah, I think there's a process, though. I think the PSC would have to first suspend him, and then maybe they will ease him off the force. Then see, the criminal case will now start.
Because Nigerians are very, very anxious. They're very, very anxious. They want justice done.
Yeah.
And what I keep seeing every day is something to keep the natives silent, you know, just give them something, let it look as if we're doing.
So I was thinking when I saw this news this morning about the governor going there, while we have the CP here in Lagos, and I'm thinking, okay, why would the governor? And then the response of the IGP about an alleged cover-up, that people should not worry, this one will be used, you know, as an example to serve as other.
Why do you think the governor, did he go specifically because of this? I don't know.
But what I'm thinking is that perhaps the governor must have heard something, and they wanted to show that force, like, look, we are interested in this case. It's not a matter of phone call or anything.
Who is we that the governor is
representing? The state.
The state government.
Yes.
Does he need to go to the IGP's office to talk to him that we are interested?
So I'm guessing that is to show how serious the case is.
No, it doesn't. State. It doesn't. That
remember
doesn't
so sound
serious.
Sorry, sir. Remember that NSAS started here.
Yes.
And this is one of the so many issues.
But NSAS got worse mainly because of wrong handling.
So wait, that's another case entirely.
Entirely,
right?
Yes.
Right. I'm saying that the governor is trying to, you know, show that, look, we're not going to take this, or we're not going to allow.
Who are the we?
For the state. I'm repeating, the state.
Oh, I see.
Like, the state government will not allow for these two.
But he doesn't, if that is what it is, I'm sorry, that's just theatrics. You have an attorney general, you have the Ministry of Justice. You have the CP, like you rightly said.
Oh, yes.
You don't need to leave here to go to Abuja just to show that we will not take it.
I mean, that's what I said initially.
Because of what effect?
There's a CP.
No. See,
there is an attorney general.
Okay. This thing is very simple. It's a police issue. It's a police issue. The governor, if he has any worries, can pick up his phone and call the IG that, I hope if you do need assistance for us, we're ready, but they can do all that without a show of going all the way to Abuja to do it. That is where my fear starts. If, as I yesterday, we were hearing that, the IGP issued a statement that the man will soon be suspended at 4 or 5 days, this is from 25th, we are now hearing the PSC will soon approve and so on and so forth. For me, there's a lot of pussyfooting going on.
So here is another angle to this story, because I'm not exactly sure who visits who. I read in one report that the IGP visited the governor, then visited the family of Bolanle. Then I read in so many other reports that it was the governor that went to go and visit the IGP.
What I heard is whose office is this?
I don't know.
Okay. I've solved the riddle for you. Where's my 10K?
I didn't promise you anything. Why do you like 10K?
I just gave out one 10K yesterday.
I heard.
The picture here says that Governor Babajide Sanwo-Olu of Lagos State, in a meeting with the IG in Abuja. Mm. Is Lagos in Abuja?
We have Lagos House in Abuja.
Oh my God. There you go again. I think to be fair to the governor, he probably could have been a scheduled meeting.
Yeah.
And that he just brought it up. But I'm worried for the governor that he doesn't go and stick his foot into something that he's not responsible for. And I'm taking it from the something of history.
Yeah, and I understand that.
You understand
that? I mean, he's not responsible for
it. It's not his call. It's a police matter. And it's nationwide. It's because this happened. It's nationwide. It happens every day, almost on a daily basis. It's nationwide. Again, our politicians, and I don't blame our politicians really, because our people too sometimes can be want to see him doing something, you know. But maybe the governor had another meeting, because he said they spoke about other things, and this also came up. But it's just a note of caution to him that be careful.
Let's take our last story.
Is this the last one? And then you can have the
Let's take this one then.
Yes.
Elisha Water Project, Oshun lawmakers allegedly demanded $5 million bribe from me. It's according to a consultant.
This is something the EFCC or the police should move into very, very quickly. And the story is in the
$5 million.
Mrs. Tawa Williams used to be GM Water here. She's handling a $106 million Elisha Water Project, and she alleged yesterday that Oshun State House of Assembly Committee on Water demanded $5 million from her as bribe. She also disclosed that the state government probing the project did not study the project before it. How does the police respond to this now? I hear something like the EFCC can only act on petitions. Is that what I'm hearing?
I think so.
I'm not sure. But then you have the state CID and so on and so forth. But she must be brought, you know, and she must show proof that this actually happened. And I'm wondering why, when it then happened, she didn't, as a good citizen, report to the police. People must understand that you are obliged to report any crime or attempted crime, or else you become complicit in it. And she says that the House of Assembly members visited us in 2020 and gave us kudos. But what changed their position about us, I don't know. Though there were demands on us that we can't meet, the House is asking for $5 million. If we deduct 106 from $5 million, they still have $1 million. She says they were asking for $5 million, and I told them we don't have much money to give. We don't have much money. Not that we don't have any money. Said we don't have much money. So maybe, was it the figure that intimidated her? They were asking for a takeaway bribe, else they will go to the press and blackmail us that the quality of work done was not good. This request was not from the House as a whole, but House Committee on Water Supply with its chairman. I told them I only have money to execute the project, not for a bribe. They demanded the money after the exit of Oyetola as governor. I think the police should step into this.
We must go now. Thank you so much, Lagos, for joining us. Thank you, sir, for coming.
Yeah, thank you.
He'll be back at 9. I'm Sheriff. Let's bring you the news.